702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
It is that time, 10:49. Whatever tech-related questions you have, call us, 021-446-0567, 011-883-0702, your SMS line, 31702 and 31567 on Twitter, at Radio 702, at Cape Talk, at Koke Sosachane, at Aki Anastasio. How are you, Aki?
At I miss you in the mornings at Sepedi's lessons. Hello, Koketso.
How are you?
I'm very good, my friend. I'm very good. Great show so far. Enjoying your Human Rights Day show this morning. I'm very well. I've been. I was in Germany last week. I'll tell you about that in a second. And I've been playing with some interesting technologies. I've been playing with the new Sony Xperia Z5, and this is Sony's premier smartphone. And it's the one that they use in the latest Bond movie. If you watch the latest Bond movie, and Sony have really built on the success of their previous models, but they've redesigned this one so that made it even slicker, and they've put the latest super fast processor in it, and it certainly is one of the most advanced smartphones in the market in terms of the Android ones. 5.2-inch screen. It's got a 4K screen, so the display quality is absolutely amazing. And it's got a very impressive 23-megapixel camera with a new sensor that, you know, allows you... You know, sometimes when you want to take a photograph and, you know, you wait for that autofocus momentarily. Now, this autofocus is really, really quick. So it's a nice phone. It's expensive. You know, it falls into that high-end market. But if you're a Sony fan, you're going to love the Z5 premium device. It's really... really superb device, and I would say it is one of the best Android phones in the world right now. And, you know, arguably, it's probably got the best camera on a phone, a really impressive camera on the Sony one. And Sony have always done really good with their cameras and their smartphones. So that's the one thing I've been playing with. The other device I've been playing with is the new Fitbit Blaze. Now, Fitbit's an interesting company. They started off with these monitors that monitor your steps and your health and make sure that you stay healthy and, you know, check how many steps you've done and, you know, link it up to Discovery. And as the technology has evolved, you know, they've added things like heart rates and the battery life's improved. So this is the latest Fitbit Blaze. And when I was at CES in Las Vegas earlier this year, it won all sorts of awards for design, for a whole lot of things. Now, I must tell you initially about the design, because I've been wearing it over the weekend. People are going, oh, that's a nice looking design. Is that an Apple Watch? Because it looks a bit like an Apple Watch. But it isn't an Apple Watch. And it isn't a smartwatch either. So it kind of fits into that fitness category. So if you're really serious about your fitness, this is a great device. And I'll tell you why. Firstly, it's got a 5-day battery life. So that's a really good thing. Secondly, you can it monitors your heart rate all the time. And you can actually do a variety of exercises. You can run. You can add yoga, for example. You can add weights. You can do treadmill. You can do elliptical trainer. You can do spinning. So it really tracks all of those exercises based on where it's sitting on your wrist. And obviously it does things like your sleep and that sort of thing as well. And then it's got an interesting element called FitStar. So if you want to do like a 7-minute workout, so when you're away, it comes up onto your wrist, and then it says, do you want to do a 7-minute workout? You'll do 13 exercises that'll exercise your whole body. So it really counts you down, and then it says, do this, this. So you can see the visual display on your wrist. So as a fitness device, it really does pretty well. Now, whether it's a smartwatch or a fitness one, it's not a smartwatch, but it has certain elements of the smartwatch. So your notifications, like your SMSs, will come through. You'll get your wrist will start vibrating if you've got a call on your smartphone, and it'll tell you who's phoning you. So it's kind of playing in between the two things, but I enjoyed it, you know, and I like the fact that it reads my heart rate all the time.
And I saw a review of it earlier. Ars Technica.
Yes.
And somebody said that Fit Blitz is for those who want to wear something that that does slightly more than an average step counter. But really, it's a pretend Apple Watch that really just does not do much.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying there. And that article is an interesting one. It says the Fitbit Blaze reviewed a totally unnecessary tracker with a few cool features. They say it's not a bad device, but I just don't know why it exists is the headline. And this is why it sits in between. But you know what? I enjoy my health. I enjoy exercising. So I found this quite useful because I did train with it over the weekend. So I've had it for a few days. And I guess I do miss wearing my smartwatch, which is an Apple Watch, which I wear. And it doesn't do that functionality of the smartwatch. But to be honest with you, with my kind of lifestyle, I see myself wearing this more than the smartwatch because smartwatches.
Which lifestyle is that?
Oh, man, the super fitness freak like me and Thomas, man. With my exercise, I want to know what my heart rate's doing. Oh, stop it, man. Stop it, man. It would be being unnecessary.
Hey, lifestyle, I don't know what lifestyle could have been. You know, maybe you're wearing a Fitbit's a taboo. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, listen, so I was telling you last week I was in Germany. And I was in Germany at the CeBIT show. It's a big enterprise show. And I went along with Huawei. And I was looking at the different companies and the technologies that were that they had over there. And they were really focusing on the cloud, which is, you know, you and I, it doesn't matter to us. But if you use Gmail, if you're surfing the internet, if you're storing things up, it's all happening in the cloud. But for big business, that's where it's happening. And smart cities is an interesting concept. Smartest cities, safe cities. And Huawei demonstrated quite a few of their solutions that they've got. And I was quite impressed with the fact that they said in Nairobi, in Kenya, for example, in 2015, according to the police reports, through using technology with new communications, making the city a safe city, a smart city, they reduced crime by 46%, which is quite significant. And I got to speak to Joe So, who's the chief technology officer for their industry solutions, who was part of the team that implemented the whole infrastructure in Nairobi about what a smart city is all about and what a safe city is all about and how they got Nairobi so right.
We do it through like two technologies or two principles. One of them is called convergence, and another one is called visualization. Convergence means that you have collaboration between, we have a system that allows or empower the first responding unit to be able to collaborate together. For example, fire department, police, paramedics, hospital, and anyone that require to respond in case of any emergency, they can actually collaborate all together. Another one is actually visualization. Visualization means that you are able to visualize exactly the commander at the command center would be able to visualize a video real life, a real-time video live that to be online. So you'll be able to exactly know exactly what's going on, okay, during an incident. The control room will have the full control. They exactly know how many policemen are actually in the field during the incident or before the incident, how many police cars are actually available, how many ambulances they can deploy for rescue mission. According to the police statistic, the reduction of crime rate was actually down by 46%. That's done by the police. I think that the cameras actually contribute a lot of success to the safe city, public safety situation. Well, I believe that in the future, the whole world is being connected by millions and millions and billions of sensors, okay, where they can detect a lot of things, okay, out of the environment. For example, data analytics for human behavior, data analytics for pollution, data analytics for bad weathers and anything like this. So the world would be more predictable in the future.
Amazing stuff. The technology that's coming out is quite mind-blowing. The stuff that you've got to deal with pollution, the stuff that you've got to deal with crime, for example, smart street lights that really are going to be tracking us. So, you know, you look like the movies where they're tracking citizens all the time. This is the future that we're moving towards, I'm afraid. But, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, it's going to make the cities safer for all of us.
Definitely is. And I love spending time in Nairobi. And it's good to know that it's becoming even safer. Aki, that's all we have time for. Thank you very much.
Coquette, so have a fantastic day. Love you lots. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Yeah, meet in the morning. That is Aki with TechnoBuy.